Welcome to the Grow Podcast. I'm John Finiseth, Director of the Grow Agronomy here at Landis. We're going to talk on this episode about Sky Scout powered by Trainus, and I am here with Corey and Pablo from Trainus. I'll let them introduce themselves and we'll get started.
So my name's Corey Edge. I started with Trainus about 16 months ago, working our customer success team. So that involves quite a bit from the training and onboarding stages to working through the platform and helping advisors and growers find success throughout the season and beyond.
Yeah, thanks, John. My name is Paolo Russoni. I'm the VP of Customer Success. I'm working with an amazing team with Corey's part of it. And our main goal is to bring our customers the best experience that they can get during the seasons, teaching them how to use it, how to take advantage, how to really see the value of what we are trying to do here. I've been working in Taranis for 8 years, and really excited to see what's coming this season.
Awesome. Thank you both for joining us. So you're probably wondering, what is Sky Scout or the benefits of it? So Sky Scout is a scouting service offered by Landis. Main benefits of it, what it can really help for is for you as a grower or your trusted advisor to really get a scouting of the entire farm, every inch, to see what's going on so you can make good agronomic decisions based off data, not off emotion. So we'll kind of go in. I'll go to you, Corey, and Pablo, kind of explain some of the different technologies that we have that help power Sky Scout.
Yeah, so really the acquisition piece is simple. It's fast, and we don't ask Landis, so we don't ask growers to actually acquire this information. So we're a content company that utilizes drones and AI to capture diseases, nutrient deficiencies, weeds by species, stand count, and give you a full snapshot of what your field looks like by the acre. And so, when acquiring this data, we then transform that into a very practical, easy to use platform that both advisors and growers have access to at the same time. So you're working with your trusted advisor and your grower is able to see this data just the same as they are, so that there's more collaboration on the farm across, the acre, like you mentioned before. So the insights that we provide, come through. There's lots of reports and information that could be pulled together from that. I'm sure we'll get into some of those things, but the acquisition piece is simple. We fly drones over crop fields. We have high resolution cameras that take leaf level imagery, and then that data is processed through a proprietary AI that has been very, very highly developed over the years. And so we're excited to bring this platform to Landis and continue on with another season.
Yeah, just to add something on top of what Corey well explained, this is what's our ultimate goal is to bring you information and also the growers information so they can take more informed decisions. So now they are taking decisions with more information, better information, more accurate. So we are trying to help you and the grower to have a better understanding of what's going on during the season in the fields, and to be able to take. At the end, the goal for everyone is that everybody's going to be more profitable, and that's our ultimate goal.
Awesome. Can you elaborate a little more on the one thing that really intrigues me with my growers and what I really like on is the AI part of it? It's ever-evolving, learning on itself. So can you kind of explain a little more of how that works so that, every day the software behind it is getting smarter and smarter, and so the quality of it is just leaps and bounds day after day of what it was the day before.
Okay, let me start, Corey, and then you can add something else.
Yeah, you bet.
But I think that the beauty of these technologies and the AI is that it's very simple at the end. So you have a lot of complicated things on the back end, but at the end it's very easy to use because the result is very simple. Show me your problems. Show me what you're finding in the field. And that's what changed. Maybe years before, using technology, it was a very complicated process. What AI is bringing today, it's simplifying and making it available for everyone. Because now you only need to open the web app, and you're going to find the problems. You don't need to learn very complicated things, platforms, and maybe not involving different tools. It's just opening a web app. And that's what is being so simple today, that That's why we are helping this process a lot.
Well, John, you've seen the accuracy of this data come through. And what's so unique about how this really got started was, you know, this technology was actually military grade technology that was designed to spot, you know, terrorists out of a crowd of 200,000 people. And our founders have lots of farming and agronomic knowledge. That's where they grew up and their background. And so they actually took this tool, they fed, you know, millions upon millions of imagery to this AI, and then were able to train it to pick out the difference between a pigweed and a velvet leaf, a corn plant and a soybean plant, you know, reading different striping and visual symptoms of, you know, nutrient deficiencies and diseases. And so as we've gone on, we've flown millions of acres and we've allowed more of this imagery to be run through the system. You know, the accuracy is unbelievable. And honestly, I think the value of this even goes further down to at the grower level. Now they're more directed to know where to go and they can go with confidence.
Awesome. And then, you know, from all the images you got, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty positive from the leaf level imagery, just with the AI and everything, you guys got to have, if not the largest library of photos, you know, of leaf image stuff for disease, insects.
Yes. Yes, leaves. It is. I think we've been flying and collecting information for 5 years. So that's put us today in the largest library in this kind of things. But I think one important thing that we've been talking maybe before we started the podcast is you can collect millions of images and every day, because we are flying a lot of fields every day. But the key of this, how you put this all this together, and you put in a so simple way that you can spend only 10 minutes understand what's going on in the whole field. Okay, I think that's the key of the success and how this is going to be at the end worth it to use these kind of tools or not.
Awesome. That's what kind of was the next part. That's what I like, is the transparency part of it, where between, you know, me and my growers or any other advisors using this with their growers, is I can show them, you know, what we did and what worked, and I can also see, and they can too, what didn't. So there's no wool over the eyes on, hey, this worked or didn't, or hey, we need to spray this. I mean, again, we're taking the emotion out, that if there's nothing there, we're not making that action step, spending that money. But if there is, we're there and we're catching it sooner before it's a big problem. Because again, it's taking the entire field, we're having the entire field scouted first. You know, we're all typical as farmers or agri-tillers or scout people, that we go the same, you know, pulling the field entrance, we walk in, you know, 50 yards, walk around 10 rows, looks great, or we found something great. But, you know, and then all the fields this, so we might drive to another spot of the field and say, okay, yeah, found it twice, the whole field's got it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it does. But I'm just assuming, because time, you know, is valuable. I got 20 minutes to look at this field because I got 40 fields to look at today. You can't spend an hour on every field. What's nice with this is I can spend an hour in the morning looking at 40 fields. And then when I get to those fields, I know which ones and where I need to go, or what fields of those 40 I don't even have to look at because there's nothing to look at.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Sky Scout's the unbiased eye in the sky that provides information that you otherwise probably wouldn't know. We talk about, well, what does Sky Scout truly solve? Well, it solves the age-old problem of not knowing what's going on in my fields to the extent that I'd like to.
Correct.
Because for the most part, people know what's going on, at least. You know, they have soil sampling, they do tissue testing and grid sampling, those types of things. And, you know, traditional scouting has only provided a sample set of checkpoints in a field versus... Now you've got an opportunity to see everything, like you said. I mean, the best of the best agronomists and scouters will go out in a 100-acre field and they may take 10 checkpoints. I mean, that's a good day. So,
and that's a field you really want to look at. I mean, there's one field to take 10 spots. That's, you know, if it's your own field, I get it. You may spend more time, but for an advisor, that's a lot of time spent on one field.
Right. Yep. And what did you miss in those checkpoints?
Yep.
You know, because you're not going to walk out to the middle of the field. You're not going to go to the hard access points. You know, you're going to find those easy to access spaces and then find what you need to find and then go.
Well, one thing we brought up earlier, you know, and Pablo brought it up, is right. You know, I can walk in there and you know, waist high corn, I can walk down a row. I might see, you know, 3-4 rows over, if that, but you get 12 feet away, 15, 20 feet away, I can't see it. I don't know what's going on there. So you're right. The bias is what you see, not the whole picture. And this takes it out of it, that it shows everything of what is actually going on.
Yeah. So also I can say that among other things, what scouts bring in today is not only that I'm going to see more, what is, I think is a huge change, but also I think it's going to hit in my efficiency, because I'm going to be able to see in more acres, not only more in the acre, also I'm going to be able to see more acres, but also I think it's bringing a way to enhance the communication between the agronomist and the grower. I think that's also an important piece, because now both of them are seeing the same thing. There's no, I've been in one part of the field, and the grower was in another part of the field. Now, both of them are seeing the same thing. They can comment over the same web app, so they can share information in a very easy way. I think that's also another important piece of this Sky Scout service.
So can you elaborate on that a little more? I know that the software's upgraded, the platform's upgraded and changed. So for the 24 season, for scorers that use it for the 23, now there is a way, just like you said, where you could put notes in there and do different things. So it's literally, if I got on my phone, I can pull it up, walk to a spot, it's GPS located where I'm at. So I can put a note in there to tell my customer, hey, you need to look at this, and it's going to ping on their phone and mine of where we're at, and we can both go right to the same spot. So that, like you said, the northwest corner, that could mean a lot, but if I have a pin spot, we both know we're looking at the exact same spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the star of the show really is the advisor evaluation. So now anybody using the Sky Scout service is going to be able to see directly from their advisor per insight what exactly is this agronomic discussion, what's the recommendation, you know. Yep. Or hey, our nutrient decision early in the season or what we did last fall is paying off, like we're seeing good results, let's consider replicating this in other areas maybe we didn't before. Or hey, when we get late in the season, we're getting ready to start harvest, there's a part of the tool that allows advisors to go in and say, here's what you should expect before you go out. And to have that kind of knowledge, and you're out in the combine, what happens typically, John, if a grower sees a massive yield drop hitting the combine, what do they blame first?
Usually it's seed.
Yeah, usually it's a hybrid. But was it a nutrient deficiency? Was it a spot of disease that came through? Was there a resistant weed that pulled nutrients away from the plant? So there's that capability that's involved with this. And then so you not only have the actual in-season management that can be done, timely, but you have the post-season preparation as you go out to harvest, and then the post-season preparation after harvest. Okay, how can we boost yield in this field next year as we rotate or as we go in, corn on corn, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think that's the best part is the best case scenario, we fly the fields, we don't find anything. That's what I hope for. Yep. I hope there's nothing there. But when I do, what are you going to do about it? And that's where this brings back the agronomic, like it takes the emotion out of, I have to do this or I'm not going to do this. Well, if you don't spray because of those weeds, what's it going to cost you? If you don't spray to prevent disease, what's that going to cost you? Or now you got a disease, what are you going to do? If your stand count's low and you don't replant, what's the repercussion on that? If we do need to do a spot and have replant, what's cool about it too is I can take the imagery of where we're at for populations, pull that out and put it in and make a recommendation or a replant rec off of the spots that are low and truly only respect the spots maybe that are under, 20-30% below where I want, instead of going out and ripping up plants that are viable because I think it's a low spot when it's not.
Yeah.
But I also want to bring back something that you mentioned, a point that you mentioned, not everything is about bad news. I think also knowing that I have no problems in a field, it's very important because time is our most precious asset. So if I don't need to go to that field, so prioritizing where I need to go is also as important as knowing if something is going on my fields or not. Because I can spend time where I have problems and when I have those problems. So I think that's is a very important point that somebody, we are not talking too much about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you have knowledge of where your high performing fields are, and you have the ability now to allocate resources to help that crop be your champion field, boost yield where you can boost yield instead of trying to mitigate resources, there's two sides of the coin. So yep. you can mitigate risk and take care of problems during the season, or if you know you have clean fields, you can allocate resources to help that crop be the best it can be.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, is making sure that we're not wasting time or resources where we don't need to be, and doing, you know, economically and agronomically the best decision we can. And that's truly one of the reasons why, you know, as Landis, we have Sky Scout, is because we want to help the grower with the most economical and agronomical decision. And this is a great tool for us to use to be able to do that.
Yeah. And the growers that have used it in the past that are going to continue to use it can testify just how much it changed the way that they farm. They're able to see fields like they've never seen them before, and to be able to make those decisions like they have. Nobody can better describe this to a grower and the value than somebody that's used it. Listened to a conversation earlier today, and 100% of the people that have used Sky Scout and used it correctly, engaged with it, are either doing the same or more acres than they did before.
Right. Yep. And that's the biggest thing, is being engaged, understanding how to use it and using it, because just like any tool, if we don't use it, we don't realize the value of it. And this is one of those things that it doesn't take very long. It's not hard to do. It's very transparent on what's there, what's not. And so it's nice to be able to have that as a resource to be able to use with the grower, and or the grower to use with their advisor on what they need to be. You know, that's another thing with our Grow Solutions Center, where you can call in. That's a big plus of where this is we have people that, again, we can see all of your stuff. We can look at the field. So every couple of weeks when the data comes in, if you miss something or you're gone, didn't see it, we're seeing it. We're reaching out to you, letting you know. You guys have people on your staff that also are watching it. So if we miss something, you know, we're all communicating, hey, we flew 100 fields, these 5 fields, make sure someone looks at today or tomorrow, because there's an issue. Yeah. And that's huge. We can't all be everywhere at once. So what's nice about this is this takes me having to be everywhere once, or you guys be everywhere once, or the grower, you know, this is doing it for them, checking the field. And so when there is an issue, we go see it. Can you elaborate a little more on, you know, some of the new upgrades that you guys have done for the 24 season that are on the platform?
Sure. Yeah. So there's several new things this year. Some of it's a little bit of a facelift in some areas, but, you know, continuing to enhance the collaboration piece of this is, you know, you get all this data, what do I do with it? So making it practical to have those in-season notes and sharing, so that, like you said earlier, this isn't, Sky Scout isn't something that as a grower, you're going to have the service and just be expected to do everything yourself. You've got, you know, your trusted advisor, you've got a team at Terranus that's helping on the back end with any questions you have about training and those types of things. So within the platform, you have the capability of notes and sharing. You can create what we call a compare mode. So we can import your as planted data. So when we get in the stand counts, we can actually layer side by side what the population count was versus your as planted data. You know, we have an opportunity in here as well to be able to utilize what we call the remote scout feature. So that's going to be enhanced this year. So proprietary to the Sky Scout platform is what we call field health trends. So anybody that's used satellite to scout in the past, you know, you get red, green, yellow. You don't necessarily understand what you're seeing when you see that. So we take two layers of satellite, put them over top of each other, and then we detect anomaly areas within the field. So being able to know where your above and below average periods of growth are for that field, and then layering on top of that the leaf level imagery. So now you're able to pinpoint, okay, this area I've seen the last 5 days has seen an above average rate of growth for this field. Well, was that because you had a weed escape? Was that because your plant just took off, took a lot of nutrients up, and now it's bright green and doing well? So being able to determine those differences is a feature that we've had in the past, but it'll be a little bit more enhanced as we go into this year. The advisor evaluation piece that I mentioned earlier is a tool primarily for the advisor, but ultimately that information to the grower is what's valuable. So being able to have that piece is really important. And then we actually have released Connect 2.0. So not only do you get the opportunity to see this data on a web-based platform, but mobile. So when you're on the go, yes, which most guys are. So we've enhanced that platform. The notes and sharing feature is really good in that now as well. And so being able to have those two platforms communicate with each other as we go into this growing season is going to be really valuable. So you get real-time data, real-time conversations so that you're able to then make that best decision you can make during the season.
Awesome.
Or maybe also a bit more conceptual than the specific tools. What we are trying now to move forward is to how we can use the same new technologies like AI and others that we've been using a lot in our insights today in the images to different parts of the platform, okay? How we move forward to, because it's, as I said before, you can get a lot of information, but the main key here is how you process it, how to show it, how to help people take decisions with that. So now our main challenge is how we use all this information and these new technologies and combine them together to enhance the decision taking that our customers and growers are taking every day.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you both being on, and we're going to switch setup here real quick and bring a grower on to have him talk about his experience, how he used it. So be right back.
Join us March 27th and 28th and April 3rd and 4th for our 2024 Innovation Connector Spring Series. These events serve our farmers as an exclusive opportunity to get their hands on the latest in ag tech brought to you by Landis Innovation Partners. Check out our new space that features new companies, including Tesseract, Frenzy, and Tempest Droneworks. Discover the latest in ag innovation ahead of your growing season by visiting the link below for more information and registration.
All right, everyone, welcome back. I'd like to introduce, I got Mike Powers, a Landis grower that I've known a long time, that used Sky Scout last year, and I'll let him introduce himself and kind of what he thought.
Thanks, John. Yeah, I'm took over managing our heritage farm here in Iowa about 8 years ago. Was introduced to John by the farmer that farms our farm. I'm sharecropping, but I'm heavily involved in making decisions on the farm. And I'm always progressive and trying to do things because my goal is to leave the farm better off, both agronomy, more sustainable, and more financially secure than I found it. So I'm always trying things. And so Taranis is one of the things we tried last year to see if it would help further that cause.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Like to, you know, kind of go into that part of how easy it is to use Sky Scout and everything in there. So basically, all we needed from you was the field boundary and the crop to get started, to get the stuff in. And then after that, all we need to know is the planting date and population. How do you think that went? Or
so that season? that was great because it was simple to get started. The thing that I like about it is you can look at your fields remotely. I mean, I have farm ground in two different counties. I live in a third county, which is an hour and a half from the farm. And so I can readily see what's going on anytime I want to by looking at the Sky Scout software and seeing how things are going. At the same time, John can look at it as well. And so we can make recommendations. Or if I have questions, I can call you up and ask about it, which is great.
Yeah, it's an awesome tool for both of us. I'll let Corey kind of go in after it's in, once we get the crop data in on the Sky Scout side of it, what then entails, how many times we got it flown, when the data is uploaded, how fast that is on your guys' side.
You talked about the ease of use to get started. And really, once that happens, so once we get that planting date secured, you know, we have a GDU model that sets us to emergence. And then once that model hits a certain growing degree unit days, then we'll come and fly that first flight. And that first one, you'll get stain count and weeds, broadleaf versus grasses. So we don't do any species identification early on because we know if there's a weed out there at that stage, it's going to get sprayed. Then depending on how the results come back, which we'll get into some of your stand count conversation from last season, depending on how those results come back, that second flight will be 10 days later, and we'll either do another stand count flight, mm-hmm, depending on those results, or we'll go into what we call our threats
flights, which then will be detecting weeds by species, nutrient deficiencies, diseases, insect defoliation, things like that. So you get 6 flights throughout the growing season. That'll get you from VE to basically mid-reproductive stages in corn. So soybeans is set on the same, it's a cadence schedule, so that, you know, just like custom app, we have people and equipment to get across the countryside. So we want to be efficient in making sure that we fly your acres. But the nice thing is once that data is collected, it's then turned around the palm of your hand in about 24 hours. And so we're not talking about waiting, you know, 5 to 7 days or longer to get this data back, because it's actionable in real time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most of the time when we're out scouting on a field, we're not going to make a decision that day. In the ag world, usually it's the next day or the following. Hopefully we're, you know, 2-3 days getting it. So this, having this data back as fast as they do, I mean, me and Michael converse and we can make a decision right then and there that we can turn around and do the next day or the following and get real lifetime data on what's going on. So I guess we'll kind of go on. I know 2 years ago we had an issue on one of your farms with stand count and kind of just went out and decided at that time to just replant just right, because of what it looked. Then this last year, we had Sky Scout on the farm, but at another farm that the first stand count didn't come back the greatest. I'll let you kind of elaborate on your side on what we did and how we went from there.
So we decided not to take any action, and the next flight then said it recovered and was just fine. It went from up to about 97%, so we took no action. If we had had Sky Scout the year that we did the replant, we could have flown it, had a true stand count. It didn't look very good, but we really didn't know for sure what the stand count was. We replanted, didn't really have very good results. So if I would have had Sky Scout, we would have had a stand count and then made a decision, do we replant or not replant, and then go from there. And if we would have replanted, then we would have got a stand count and known how good that was. We'd have been in a lot better position to make a better decision potentially than we did the year we didn't have Sky
Scout. Yeah, you know, going back to my original comment, that would have been where we would have made an agronomic, economical decision, not an emotional decision. Because, right, you know, 2 years ago, we just went emotion. It looks like crap. Let's do something.
Right.
But, you know, was it the smart decision or not? We don't know.
Right.
You know, then this year, same thing. We thought, well, what are we going to do? Your decision was, let's wait, see what the next one, yep, was. And that was the right decision, because came back and, again, it rebounded.
The way the year worked out, even though it was dry as it was, we had a record crop by a long ways in corn for the farm. So obviously it was the right decision to make.
Yep.
And Mike, I mean, we talked earlier, replant is an emotional decision a lot of the time. You know, you're trying to see, okay, am I going to get the result and yield, right, that I want if I replant? And what we talked about before was, you know, a couple of years ago when the decision was to replant, you know, what crop was healthy that possibly could have been ripped up, right, and was that replant accurate? You know, were you getting the right population in the low spots, you know, to match? And that's what's nice about having Sky Scout is you can build those recs, those prescriptions, and drill down by the acre where you want that, you know, new seed to go.
And then remeasure it after the fact.
Exactly.
Yep. That's awesome. I also know on another farm, you know, later in the season, we had some issues coming in, flying, that on the inside it was showing pretty heavily chewing damage from insects. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're able to click on the picture, zoom in, really see that it was actually what it was.
So one of the things that's really, really slick with this program is if it tells you where you have chewing damage or insect damage or potential
any threat, really,
any kind of a threat, anyway, you can drill down and blow the picture up and actually see the chewing damage on the leaf, which is pretty phenomenal that you can get that much fidelity and clarity in a picture to see what it was. And we made the decision to we were going to do fungicide anyway, but we made sure we had an insecticide to take care of that or minimize any future damage before harvest.
Yep. Which again, had we not had that pass, we maybe would have just thrown the fungicide on and not worried, right, about the insecticide, right, but we knew there was enough damage in the field that it was needed.
Right. And I'm not sure you would have seen it because it was in the middle of the field, and it's not somewhere if you were scouting it manually, you would have necessarily seen it because most of the chewing damage from what we saw in the Taranis picture was not someplace we would have walked into that field to look at.
Correct. Which again is another awesome tool to have. Right. To be able to use, and time and money. And that was one that time of the season, you normally aren't down at the farm as often to go see. Right. But when that came up, I know you drove down there to go look at it just to make sure, again, ground truth. And is this worth doing or not?
Well, and when you do go look at it, and when you do go scout fields, you can be a lot more focused and more efficient with your time to go look at the parts of the field that need to be looked at instead of just showing up and then just driving around and trying to figure out what it looks like. And because you can see the whole field instead of just the edges. And a lot of this field is not very accessible. Any of them are very accessible to where to go off of the, you don't see much of the field from the edges.
Right.
So it's really slick to be able to do that and see what's going on across the whole field.
Mike, we should calculate your ROI on fuel saved. Driving back and forth. I mean, that would be that would be something. I mean, you just think about that piece of it alone, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and time. Like I said, I know you're busy with other things you're doing, other ventures you're in, and with, you know, grandkids' activities, other things. It's just like Pablo said earlier, you know, time's our most valuable asset, and being able to save your time and spend it where you need to be versus, yes, we all need to scout. Yes, we all need to look at it, but when we're scouting, let's go to where we need to, not just spend time out there. I mean, for years, I've looked at fields and fields and fields, and the amount of days that I would have back and hours that I've looked at fields for literally no reason, even though, yes, we need to scout them, but there was nothing there. Right. And that's great. I knew I did what I needed to do. It showed me that what decision I made was worthwhile. But had I just had this done, I could have just made the phone call and said, hey, there's nothing there and I can prove it. Here's a picture.
Right.
You know, would have saved a lot of time.
Yep. Well, more information that's accurate information helps you make better decisions and do things more efficiently than if you're scouting by just looking at it visually, you're going to only see maybe 10-20% of a field, not the whole thing.
Right.
So it's just a great tool for that.
Perfect. I'd like to thank having both of you guys on, and Pablo, it was an honor. Thank you all for coming in and being on. I'd also like to mention, you'll be seeing some stuff on it, but we do have a 0% offering going on for Sky Scout through January of 2025. So please be looking into that, reaching out to your Landis representative, and we'll be in touch.